This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. The most expansive federal report in over two decades on guns and crime shows a shrinking turnaround between the time a gun was purchased and when it was recovered from a crime scene, indicating firearms bought legally or more quickly being used in crimes around the country. It also documents a spike in the use of conversion devices that make a semi-automatic gun fire like a machine gun, along with a growing seizure of so-called ghost guns, privately made firearms that are hard to trace. The report comes as the nation grapples with the rise in violent crime. The report shows 54% of guns that police recovered in crime scenes in 2021 had been purchased within 3 years, a double-digit increase since 2019. The quicker turnaround can indicate illegal gun trafficking or a straw purchase when someone who can legally purchase a gun sells it to someone who can't legally possess guns. The increase was driven largely by guns bought less than a year before. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump says his call for action is a plea for justice for Tyre Nichols. Crump, who is representing Nichols' family, spoke at Nichols' funeral in Memphis Wednesday. He slammed the Memphis police unit who confronted and beat Nichols. He repeatedly asked why the officers couldn't see the humanity in Nichols. He vowed to get equal justice for the 29-year-old.
Once we acknowledge that we're human beings worthy of respect and justice, then we have the God-given right to say, I am a human being.
The Nebraska Legislature Health and Human Services Committee took nearly 8 hours of testimony Wednesday before adjourning without a vote on whether to advance a bill that would outlaw abortion at a point before many women know they're pregnant. Hundreds of people crowded the halls of the state capitol for a committee hearing on the so-called heart bill. The bill would ban abortion once cardiac activity can be detected in an embryo, which is generally around the 6th week of pregnancy. The committee took testimony from around 100 people before adjourning. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Tom Brady is announcing his retirement from football. Brady finished his career with 7 Super Bowl titles and leads the league with most passing yards and passing touchdowns of all time. Tom Brady in a video message posted on social media early Wednesday.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring. For good.
California is seeing its deepest snowpack in 40 years, currently outpacing the winter of 1982 to 1983. Victoria Adani has more.
Shonda Guzman with the state's Department of Water Resources conducted the survey near South Lake Tahoe.
We recorded a snow depth of 85.5 inches and a snow water content of 33.5.
The snowpack received a significant boost from the 9 back-to-back atmospheric rivers that battered the Golden State.
Our statewide snowpack is currently sitting at 205% of average to date.
I'm Victoria Idoni.
A man who was fatally shot by police after entering a Target in Omaha, Nebraska, armed with an AR-15-style rifle, had obtained the weapon just 4 days earlier at the Cabela's Sporting Goods store. Court records show that the man, identified by police as Joseph Jones, 32, of suburban Omaha, had no prior felony convictions in Douglas County, where Omaha is located. He also had no prior documented contact with the city's police. He entered the store around noon Tuesday, where police said he fired several rounds, setting shoppers and workers scrambling for exits. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.